The Supreme Court, in a very interesting case, an interesting case from an employment law perspective, is being asked to overturn a decision of the High Court last year that a gentleman be reinstated as principal of a school 8 years after his dismissal. This involves a Gael school in Wexford, and the gentleman in question was Aegon O'Shured. And according to the High Court, Aegon O'Shured should be reinstated as school principal in this school in Wexford, and he was unfairly dismissed. Now, the Workplace Relations Commission held that he was unfairly dismissed. The Labour Court found that he was unfairly dismissed. And the Board of Management of the school then appealed that decision to the High Court. The High Court also agreed that he was unfairly dismissed and made a costs order in his favour and ordered that he be reinstated. And this caused the Board of Management of the school great difficulties, because they already had somebody acting as or working as the school principal, fulfilling the role. So the question of trust and confidence, and the question of an employee being forced back into a particular situation, being reinstated or re-engaged, is what the Supreme Court has to look at in this case, because it may well be the case that he was unfairly dismissed, and that's been held or found by the WRC, the Labour Court and the High Court, and the Supreme Court may also find that he was unfairly dismissed. However, the question arises, is reinstatement in his role, in his job, the appropriate or proper course of action? And that's what the Board of Management is arguing. They're asking that he not be re-engaged or reinstated as principal 8 years after the dismissal. They're arguing that the Supreme Court, that a reasonable decision to dismiss him was made based on his admitted falsification of pupil enrolment figures, and an order re-engaging him as principal, an order which was made by the High Court last year, should be overturned. This gentleman, Mr. O'Shured, Aegon O'Shured, he was unfairly dismissed 9 years ago, and the court order directed that he get his job back last year. According to the Board of Management's legal team now in the Supreme Court, they're claiming that that decision that he get his job back last year was based on, or were based on, errors of law, and that the case should be sent back to the Labour Court for a fresh hearing in line with the correct legal tests and principles as clarified by the Supreme Court. This was the Cliona Kimber Senior Counsel, on behalf of the Board of Management, was her argument to the Supreme Court. Trust and confidence between a school, its principal and the board is essential, but the High Court and Labour Court failed to take those factors into account in directing the re-engagement of Mr. O'Shured, she said. And the question of trust and confidence doesn't just apply to the Board of Management of a school and a school teacher. It applies to any employer and employee. The falsification of enrolment figures had led to the school getting an extra teacher and to the Department of Education looking for its money back from the school. On the other hand, the senior counsel for Mr. O'Shured argued that the former Board of Management was determined to remove his client as a principal of the school, and the Labour Court and the High Court were correct in finding his dismissal in 2015 was unfair and disproportionate. The inflation of pupil enrolment figures was done with the knowledge and approval of the Board of Management and was for the benefit of the school, not for the benefit of Mr. O'Shured, who had acknowledged he should not have done it, his counsel told the Supreme Court. Circumstances including his client's dismissal after a two-year suspension, delay over years in the determination of the Labour Court appeal and other hearings, and the impact on Mr. O'Shured's life and mental health, the findings that Mr. O'Shured was unfairly dismissed and directing re-engagement were reasonable and proportionate, he argued. So Mr. O'Shured's senior counsel is arguing that the decision, the High Court decision, ordering that he be reinstated or re-engaged, was a perfectly valid and reasonable and proportionate decision. The Supreme Court has reserved its judgment. It had an all-day hearing on Monday of this week, yesterday, day-long hearing. It was an appeal by the Board of Management against the High Court decision ordering that he be re-engaged last year. The Labour Court is a respondent. the significant legal issues raised have potential implications for other disciplinary investigations and employment law proceedings. And the most important one that I can see is where a decision to re-engage or reinstate is made by a decision-making body, for example, the WRC or the Labour Court or the High Court or wherever, and the employer feels and believes that the necessary element of trust and confidence between parties is not there and that the relationship has broken down. And in those circumstances, it's not appropriate to order reinstatement or re-engagement. The appeal is also against the High Court's order requiring the school to pay Mr. O'Shea's legal costs on the highest level. The court previously heard that the Board of Management, which had decided to dismiss Mr. O'Shea, had been replaced and a new school manager had been appointed. Last July then, in a judgment which was critical of the former Board of Management, Mr. Justice Brian Cregan in the High Court dismissed its appeal against the 2019 Labour Court decision that Mr. O'Shea was unfairly dismissed in 2015. So the High Court last year, to be clear, found that he was in fact unfairly dismissed. The judge in that case, Mr. Justice Cregan, directed his re-engagement last August, having been told that the Carol Scott, she was principal of the school since July 2016, she had reached a mutually satisfactory agreement with the Department of Education. So obviously there was some sort of termination agreement there, which was mutually satisfactory, as it were. Mr. O'Shea was placed on administrative leave by the Board of Management in 2012 after an incident in the school. The board referred the incident to the HSE. They concluded that the matter did not involve physical abuse of a child and recommended the school carry out its own investigation with a view to preventing such incidents. The High Court said the board instead began to investigate other issues relating to inflation of pupil enrolment figures forwarded by Mr. O'Shea to the Department of Education in 2009. He was then suspended in May 2013 and dismissed in November 2015. Mr. O'Shea maintained that the board was informed of and approved his conduct in relation to the enrolment figures. He argued that the reporting enrolment figures was a grey area at the time, with conflicting guidance being given between the Department of Education circulars and the provisions of the Education Welfare Act. And the critical value or importance of enrolment figures in any school setting is that, depending on the number of pupils enrolled in the school, that will determine how many teachers the school gets. So, you know, it's important for a Board of Management and important probably for a principal as well, that if they're borderline in terms of pupil numbers and they're short or a little bit short of a teacher, or perhaps, you know, a few more pupils enrolled will push them over and give them a new teacher. But that's a side issue. The bigger issue here is the question of the High Court making an order last year that Mr. O'Shea, after 8 or 9 years of having been unfairly dismissed, that he be reinstated or re-engaged in the school. Clearly that makes a great difficulty for the school, and their argument is basically that the question of trust and confidence and so on is gone and that it's inappropriate, and they're asking the Supreme Court to make a decision in that regard, and they're asking the Supreme Court to overturn the re-engagement order of the High Court 8 years after his dismissal. It'll be interesting to see what the outcome is, and employment law lawyers will be looking carefully at it to see exactly what the Supreme Court has to say about the question of trust and confidence, about the question of the remedy for unfair dismissal. Remember, unfair dismissal, a remedy could be financial loss, in other words, compensation. It could be reinstatement, it could be re-engagement. Often, a WRC adjudicator or Labour Court will find that financial compensation is the most appropriate compensation and is the most appropriate remedy for the person, the employee who has been unfairly dismissed. Occasionally they make an order for reinstatement or re-engagement, but in a situation like this, it's unusual, to put it mildly, that 8 years after he was dismissed, that he is now being reinstated or re-engaged, according to the High Court order of Mr. Justice Cregan. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court finds, and hope you find the video useful. If you do, would appreciate it if you left thumbs up down below, and if you're watching this or listening to this or watching this on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, I'd appreciate if you left a review. Thanks a lot.